Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show, riskfeestaxes.com. I'm Daniel Rasby, a tax attorney with Higher Ground Financial Group.
And I'm his father, Imran Rasby. We work together, the father-son team. We love working together, and we want to solve a lot of problems. So,
yes. So we're talking about one of the things that comes up a lot is that in our conversations with retirees or people preparing to retire is healthcare. Health insurance or just healthcare in general and the cost, both short-term and long-term care. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. So the way this question often comes up is, see, if you're a normal person that works until 65, 70 or whatever, you retire, you just get on Medicare, and hopefully it's not too expensive because you don't have too much other income and you just pay for Medicare, maybe some Medicare supplement insurance. It's not that expensive. But if you talk to us, you hear on this program all the time that you might retire 3 to 5 years or more earlier than you thought was possible. And that's great. You might even have 50% more income than you thought was possible if you have a volatility buffer in place or a pension strategy in place that helps you generate that much more income compared to just being held hostage to the 4% rule. You can go to our YouTube channel and listen to some past talks on that subject. But when you do, let's say we develop a great plan for you that lets you retire at 60 or 58. Well, now what do you do about health insurance? Because most of you have insurance through your company. And when the company is no longer your employer because you're retired, you got to get insurance from somewhere if you want health insurance. Now, there's some people that just want to go without it. We can talk about that, whether that's a good idea. But whether if you're going to get it and you're too young for Medicare, what do you do during that gap? What options are there? And are you stuck paying thousands of dollars a month for medical costs?
Yeah, medical costs can be very, very expensive. They're intimidating. In fact, we're taught in this country to be very fearful of medical expenses because it could bankrupt you. It's so expensive, so expensive. So there's lots of different options. You can get independent medical insurance that's not through the exchange, and you can get it with a high deductible. Now, during the last several years after Obama passed the law, you really couldn't do that, kind of made it more outlawed. But now they're back, you can get some insurance. And many of these are great policies. They don't cover, like pregnancies. Well, you're probably in your 58, 60, you're not going to get pregnant. So it's not that big of a deal. But they don't cover some of those things, sex changes and stuff. So that lowers the premium. They don't have to comply with all the stuff the government has made health insurance to comply with. And because of that, you get to choose and you get to pay a little bit less.
And that's important, a distinction, right? Insurance, health insurance these days is not really insurance, most health insurance. When you say health insurance, you pay and you get on a plan and it covers all your pre-existing conditions and doesn't matter what it is, you can get on with a new employer. It's not really insurance because insurance is transferring the risk of something happening to an insurance company. It's a risk because it may or may not happen. If it has already happened, it's no longer a risk. It's a certainty. That's like saying, I want to buy homeowners insurance. And they say, okay, is there anything wrong with your house? Well, yes, it's on fire right now. Well, I want fire insurance. No, nobody's going to sell you fire insurance while your house is on fire because it's a guarantee they have to pay that claim. So the cost of that will be as much as buying a new house because the insurance company knows they have to pay that out tomorrow. Same thing with health insurance. If they're forced to cover every single thing, even things you already have, diseases you already have, and that's what the laws have been put in place systematically over the last couple of decades to enforce that, then it's not insurance anymore. Now it's a subscription plan to cover all of your health costs, and it is much more expensive because of that. So when Raz is just talking about individually underwritten health insurance, there is third-party health insurance that's not from one of the main providers that actually is insurance. You have to prove that you're healthy. And if you are healthy, then you don't pay very much because there's now a risk that you could get sick, but it's not a very big risk, so it's less expensive. If you have pre-existing conditions, if you have health issues, expensive prescriptions, things like that, then there's a different track you would take. But if you are healthy, you're in good health, you could look for real health insurance, insurance that actually you're required to qualify for. And that can be less expensive. if you have a small business, you know, there are some things you can do with as a business, even if you're part-time in that business to get health insurance. Then if you are somebody that is a believer, if you're a Christian, there are many health sharing plans that are also available.
There's MediShare, there's Christian Healthcare Ministries, there's what else? There's a couple others.
Yeah, there's several, and some of them are not faith-based. They're more secular. Most of them are faith-based. Most of them you have to agree to a statement of faith. And again, because they don't cover abortions. If you're a Christian, you believe life begins at conception, you don't want to cover abortions. If you're not going to cover transgender operations, things like that, there's going to be a list of things you have to, a statement of faith you have to agree to get on this plan. But then all the people in that plan sharing each other's expenses that don't fall in that list of exclusions.
Right.
And that can be much less expensive as well. So if that applies to you, that could be something you look into. I mean, there are some of our clients that are paying just a couple hundred bucks a month for their, or a few hundred bucks a month for their whole family to be covered. And everything is covered except for pre-existing conditions and except for a couple exclusions that are more of the moral things that they
decide. Even some pre-existing conditions will be covered after a couple of years.
Right. Usually there's just a 2 or 3 year waiting period. And those kind of deductibles don't have to be really high either. You know, you were talking about high deductible plans, you know, some of the health sharing plans have very low deductibles, a couple thousand dollars or even $500 per incident sometimes. There's a lot of options there if you know where to look. So don't be afraid about healthcare. There are ways to cover that. Right.
There's also another option that most people are not aware of. There's a doctor concierge service where a doctor, basically like a subscription, you pay a couple hundred bucks a month or whatever, and he's available at your beck and call. A lot of wealthy people have doctor concierge for services because they're aware of them.
And they may even come to your house to give house calls.
But it's actually much more affordable than people think. Because this doctor will come do house visits, will take care of things, and then you only need health insurance for something major that you have to be hospitalized for. So you could have something that doesn't take care of the day-to-day care that the concierge service will do that. And that'll also reduce your costs overall for health coverage. So there are lots of different options. Don't get frozen in fear and think, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Talk to some people. Take a look at different options. Investigate. Talk to us. Go to riskfeestaxes.com. Make an appointment, and we'll try to give you some different options. We'll even connect you with people that can help you. We don't do health insurance, but we help people retire early.
Not in-house, but right. We do have people we can connect you with that can help you.
Right. So, I mean, we help people retire early, and many of them do have these health insurance problems that we help them solve.
And then let's look at the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, none of those other programs apply to you. You have some major health concerns that are not going to be covered if you get on one of those, what we say, real health insurance plans, traditional insurance. So what can you do? Well, you can go on the exchange. You can get guaranteed issue insurance in every state. There's option for that. And it's very expensive. It could be $1,000, $2,000 a month. Okay, well, maybe that's not so bad.
Especially if the bill's going to be $80,000 or $200,000.
Sure. If it's going to be less than what it would be otherwise, that's still a good deal. The question is, can you afford that? And that comes back to our retirement income plan when we designed that for you. If we tell you that you can actually retire 5 years early, we've run the numbers and we know that health insurance can also be included in that. So you might have a budget of $8,000 a month you want to spend, and maybe it'll be $10,000 for the first several years until you're old enough for Medicare. And that's okay. So we just budget extra money for that. See, there are two ways to, if you have a financial problem, there's two ways to solve it. You can just spend less or you can make more.
Yeah, I like the making more scenario.
Sometimes it's easier just to make more. And I know that sounds a little bit flippant, but if you have protection from loss, and that is so important, protection from loss of all the losses, risk, fees, and taxes, all those ways you can lose money in retirement planning, if you protect your money from erosion from those three killers, you have so much more income potential in retirement, and you can start covering things like that you thought would be astronomically, prohibitive and so difficult to cover. Now you can cover it. And again, it's only for a few years until Medicare starts.
Yeah, so many of our clients, they end up having a lot more income than they thought they would. And in fact, some of them have said, well, what do I do with all this extra money? Because it's more than I wanted to spend. Well, you can give it to your grandkids. You can give it, set up a college fund. You can give it charity or you can save it for a rainy day. There's lots of things you can do with more income. There's not anything you can do with less income.
We talked to somebody just the other day and they came to us. They're like, yeah, we're both working. We're making six figures each and we're not retiring. We're not ready to retire yet. I was like, why not? Well, we don't have enough money saved. How much do you have saved? We have $4 million saved. Like, okay, how much are you spending? Well, we're only spending like $6,000 a month. Well, you know, you could spend like 3 or 4 times that much money if you wanted to.
Right.
And they're like, what, really? Really? And yeah, there are ways to do that. And they were completely shocked. Most people that have been working hard, saving all their life, they are surprised to find how much income they could actually have by minimizing risk, fees, and taxes. And so maybe you won't have to concern yourself too much about the cost of health insurance. One thing that you may be concerned about now is a different problem. Because you have so much extra income potential, now your income is so high that even when you're on Medicare, Medicare is more expensive.
Yeah.
It's called IRMA. IRMA when your Medicare is more expensive because your income is higher. And it's actually a little bit confusing because it's not based on what your income is this year. It's based on what your income was 2 years ago. And if you do a big Roth conversion or you have high income for some other reason, you sell a house, now the next couple of years, you're going to be paying a lot more for Medicare. And that could be $1,000 a month just for Medicare, not even counting the supplemental insurance right. And all that. And so we often get people asking us, why would I intentionally do a Roth conversion or sell some other asset that's going to cause me to be in that much of a bigger of a bracket for Medicare? And the answer usually is we have to weigh the total tax savings. How much are you going to save by doing this Roth conversion or this other strategy?
If we save you $1 million in taxes, use the tax savings to pay the extra premium for a few years.
Exactly. Because it's only for a few years until you're done with those Roth conversions or other high income generating, incidents. And then you go back down to the normal price for Medicare. And that's not a bad thing. Again, paying more for something doesn't make it worse, doesn't make it bad, doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You just need to know where the money is going to come from. Because it's kind of like the difference between flying economy and flying first class. The first class is more expensive. Therefore, it's worse. You should not do it. Well, no. It may be better or worse in certain situations. Maybe you have the surplus income and now you like the extra comfort you have by first class. Maybe you don't. Maybe you'd rather spend the extra money on a nicer hotel room in a suite somewhere. One is not worse than the other. You just have to make choices knowing all the data. And so when we meet with you at Higher Ground, we take all of the data and crunch the numbers for you to give you the best on optimized plan to minimize risk, fees, and taxes.
Yeah, we've got to make sure that the cash flow is there. Once you know what the cash flow is, what the actual cash flow is, then you can spend within that cash flow. And that's what's important, because then you don't have to fret about, do I have enough money? Oh, no, I'm going to get this much money each month, so I know this is what I can spend. Okay, that makes it a lot easier. We don't want you to be stressed in retirement. We want you to be relaxed in retirement. And the only way to relax is having the income guaranteed in some way that you know that's going to come in no matter what. And something that's even better than guaranteed income is tax-free guaranteed income. So, take a look at riskfeestaxes.com. Talk to us. Let us ease your mind, take the stress out of your life.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.